Hello, medicine keepers. To begin this journey, find a comfortable place to sit where you feel supported. When you find your place, take a few breaths, inhaling through your nose, exhaling out through your mouth. With each exhale, inviting your body to be heavier, to be more fully supported by the ground beneath you. Notice the contact your body makes with the ground, with the earth that supports you. If you're lying down, you might feel the curves of your back. And if you're sitting, perhaps you feel your sit bones making contact with the floor. Invite your thigh bones, your femurs, to become weighted. And then invite your awareness to the roof of your mouth, allowing the roof of your mouth, your top palate, to soften and broaden. Begin to notice how long your exhale is. Without forcing your breath out, how long is your natural out breath? And does it surprise you how long your exhale really is? As you settle more deeply into your body, notice where are you holding? Pick just one place. Go into that place. And without trying to fix anything or change it, just be in that place. Hold it in your awareness. Begin to notice what happens when you simply stay here. After a few moments here, invite this space to unwind. Don't force it. Let it be an invitation. This space may or may not unwind, but watch. What, if anything, happens? Whatever does or doesn't happen is all information. It's all medicine. After a moment, let your mind rest, but stay in your body. One of my very first teachers used to say, "First answer, right answer." Without questioning or second guessing, where in your body is your inner fire? It could be anywhere. Where is its seat within your body? Invite your awareness to that place. What does it feel like? What does it look like? Do you notice sensations, colors, memories? How big is your fire? Remember, it doesn't need to be big for your magic to be powerful and potent. It just needs to be tended. What fuel does your fire need? Ask your body, what's the first answer that comes to you? Your fire fuels your transformation, your ability to transmute material into gold, your creativity, your sensuality, your passions, your desires, and so much more. And it needs to be tended. Cared for, honored, and sat with. How does your fire need to be tended? Does it need more air? Does it need a container? Is it burning out of control and perhaps needs some water to balance it out? Does it need to be fed? Or is it crackling away, balanced, properly fueled, held, and lovingly tended to? Spend a few moments with your fire, getting a sense of it, and listening to any needs, desires, or wisdom it has. Keep in mind, this fire is within you. It is a part of you. It is you. Your magic is already there, waiting to be felt into. Now, remember that space you held in your awareness a few moments ago. The space that was holding some kind of tension. Invite the warmth of your fire into that space. Let it be transmuted by that heat. Let go of what you want to happen in this space or what you think should happen and simply watch. Leave room for the mystery of how your magic unwinds within your body. When you feel complete, let your mind rest. Let your body rest. Feel your bones supported by the earth beneath you and the breath within you. You may wish to write, draw, or move what comes through you. Thank you, and wishing you many Imbolc blessings.